We'll talk about this weather forecast. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Who is not all that happy?
Uh-oh. What happened?
Central AC is not working.
Wow. At the house?
Yeah. It started late yesterday afternoon. I mean, the condenser is running and the return unit in the attic is running. It's just not cooling off.
That's
and
bad
this
news.
This system's only 5 years old.
That's bad news, though. If the system is running, it could be as simple as a thermostat problem creating with the different zones. I mean, it could be something as simple as that. But boy, the minute you start thinking about heat and air conditioning systems, all you see is dollar signs.
You got that right, and here you want to talk about a kick. So, you know, the first thing I did was check the filter and the return vent, and I had only put the filter in a week and a half ago, so it wasn't even dirty. Okay, so no dice there. Then I went outside to the condenser, and they said that that's very important that the filter around the condenser get kept clean. So I cleaned it as best as I could. No dice there. So, okay, fine. So I have a, I don't know what they call them, one of those wool units.
Yeah.
That you don't have to put in the window.
Yeah.
Well, I have that downstairs so that it could feed into my office.
Yeah.
And keep things cool. So I said, okay, well, at least downstairs, I'll put that on. I put that on, got nice and cool. About an hour later, I'm hearing something like little drips. I look, and that is dripping water right down the wall.
Yeah, because it's also a humidifier. That's right.
So I had to shut that off. Couldn't use that. And now I'll just wait. I'll wait at 9 o'clock. The HVAC people will be open, and you know I have to get them down. And hopefully they'll be down today because when you have a heat wave like this, everybody's calling.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but talk about a heat wave. It continues 90 to 95 today and Thursday, 65 to 70 tonight. Partly cloudy, chance of a thunderstorm Friday, low 90s. The front comes through Friday night. Unfortunately, it stalls. And we have showers possible, even a thunderstorm Saturday, 75 to 80. And staying in the 70s with showers and a thunderstorm on Sunday. So the weekend looks unsettled.
And we're kind of locked into this pattern, huh?
It's so depressing. You know, can't we just get one nice weekend?
Well, you got the Labor Day weekend we could shoot for.
Well, we could shoot for that. maybe since it's the month of September, it'll be new weather. I don't know. But I certainly haven't looked at that today because I have my hands full. So just as I have a couple of fans running in the background right now, and that's offering me some cooling. Other than that, Marshall, the weather center temperature is now at 80 degrees inside.
Now, I have those indoor air conditioners that I can move around and just, you know, funnel it out a window.
Well, that's not what I have.
It's just, what is it?
These are those, I think Mitsubishi makes them.
Yeah.
They look long, they're long, and they attach to the wall.
Yep.
And there's a hose that goes from them outside.
Yep.
And that's it.
Okay, now, what temperature did you have that set at?
72.
See, that normally you won't get that condensation from the humidity if you have it set at 72. It's right. When you start tricking around and going down to like 69 degrees, then all of a sudden, the water leak, you know, the water builds up on the unit, and if it can't leak to the outside or be drained to the outside quick enough. It obviously backs up and comes inside, yeah. But you know, it sounds like it's boy, you're in a tough place there. I hope they can come out today.
So do I, because I mean, it's not just one problem; it's two problems. It's the central AC and the one on the wall. So we have two problems. But and they did the people I'm calling. They did the install, on both of these. So You know, and we've used them from day one since we've been here.
And also, once you're used to sleeping at night with AC, it's
hard not to, right?
Yeah.
I really felt like I was back at the cabin.
I was going to say.
I really did. I said, oh boy, shades of the cabin. But anyhow, aside from that, there are three disturbances in the Atlantic. One is off Africa, one is in the Central Atlantic, one is in the Caribbean. The one in the Caribbean is expected to cut across the Yucatan into the Gulf and possibly endanger Texas this weekend. The one in the Central Atlantic is supposed to turn around and move east away. And the one off Africa will move northwest very slowly. So, three disturbances right now we are watching.
All right. And we'll see what happens with the one in Texas.
The modeling is really beefing that up to be a biggie.
Well, I can imagine once it gets into the Gulf.
Yeah. Constant watching all over the place, Marshall.
Well, at least the Mets were on the road again yesterday. You didn't have to worry about that.
No, but they're back now.
So they're not back.
Are they back? They are. I had jotted their schedule down, and I think they are back, Marshall.
Let me just see
here. Here they are. The Mets, 24-29. So they were home yesterday too.
No, they weren't home yesterday. They didn't. They played on the road yesterday and lost, didn't they?
I don't think so.
They played the Giants.
Let's see. I thought. Isn't this amazing? It says here today at 7:10, San Francisco Giants at New York Mets.
Oh, so they are home against them. And they lost 8-0 yesterday.
Well, at least I don't have to worry about them today or tonight, and I don't have to worry about them tomorrow.
Because there's not going to be any.
There's not going to be any thunderstorms, right?
Well, I tell you, Pat, there's nothing worse in the wintertime than losing your heat, and there's nothing worse in the summertime than once you have air conditioning, losing air. My mother never believed in air conditioning. When she built her log cabin in the 70s, she put air conditioning in. And the minute the thing went up, she would complain like crazy. So I say, Mom, you lived for 50 years without air conditioning.
Right.
But once you get used to it and it's taken away from you, there's no getting around it. It's horrible.
There's no doubt. But hopefully, like you said, I could get them down here today, and hopefully it won't be a huge bill.
Well, they'll probably ask you to get a second mortgage to replace it.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Pat. Well, I want you to stay as cool as possible.
Thanks.
And keep Shirley cool, too, all right?
I'll try to do my best.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.